The consequences would be swift and severe. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's what President Joe Biden says would happen if Russia invades Ukraine, something U.S. officials believe could happen any day.
A last-ditch effort by President Biden to stop what is increasingly looking like imminent war between Russia and Ukraine. Mr. Biden spoke with the Russian President Vladimir Putin on the phone Saturday. The president warned his counterpart of, quote, widespread human suffering should Moscow invade its neighbor. A White House official says the call changed nothing. U.S. intelligence reveals an invasion could happen by Wednesday.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, the U.S. embassy in the Ukrainian capital has been mostly evacuated.
A core team will remain in Ukraine with our dedicated Ukrainian colleagues as we continue to work relentlessly to resolve this crisis through deterrence and diplomacy.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Germany's chancellor, will visit Kyiv and Moscow early this week. Afghanistan's former president is taking issue with a White House order to unfreeze more than $3 billion in Afghan assets held in the U.S. and distribute it to the families of 9/11 victims. Hamid Karzai calls the order an atrocity against the Afghan people. Safety and security are two of the top priorities as football fans converge on Los Angeles for tonight's Super Bowl between the L.A. Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals. Public health is also paramount.
The fans that are attending the game are required to mask up in attendance with L.A. County's health guidelines for large outdoor gatherings. And we'll see if fans follow through with that rule. Many did not do this during the NFC Championship 2 weeks ago, including Governor Gavin Newsom and L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti when they took pictures. That got a lot of backlash.
That's Fox's Christina Coleman. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Another weapon in the fight against COVID-19, the FDA has authorized a new antibody treatment that specifically targets the Omicron variant. The drug, manufactured by Eli Lilly, is meant to be used early on adult and adolescent patients with mild to moderate infections. The Biden administration has purchased 600,000 doses. It could be a while before the youngest Americans are eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine.
This is the last group. About 18 million children ages 5 and under awaiting vaccine approval. And this latest decision from the FDA likely means their parents will have to wait until at least April or even May to get those kids their first dose.
Fox's Charles Watson, the FDA is waiting to hear about the effectiveness of 3 shots of the Pfizer vaccine in small children. There's no question the pandemic has impacted learning from preschool all the way to pre-med. In fact, many Americans are passing on a college degree.
1 million fewer students are enrolled in college now than before the pandemic. Strict COVID protocols, a red-hot job market, and the cost of higher education that has increased 5 times the rate of inflation over the past 50 years are all to blame for this accelerating trend of students skipping college. A new study from My E-Learning World estimates that these 1 million students will miss out on $1 trillion in lost lifetime earnings.
Fox's Lydia Hu says that equates to about 600,000 bachelor's degrees lost, 180,000 graduate degrees, and some 40,000 doctorates. A Russian figure skater will find out tomorrow if she'll be able to compete in the women's individual event at the Beijing Olympics after a positive doping test from December. Russia won gold in the team event. Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.